at night, I met up with the lads.
Yeah.
And that was it. I walked in and I just, you know, they were great. As soon as I walked in, they said, "You're the laddie from Newcastle, aren't you?" And I said, "I stuck a can of brownie ale in my hand and said, "Listen, we know it's going to be, you know, difficult because we've never met you and you haven't met us. And, you know what it's like." Because they're all sitting there with all that crew and all this gear. I mean, this is just a rehearsal gear. Well, to me, I was the biggest thing I'd seen was a 200 watt, you know, PA system. And then I'm sitting there and I had a big tape recorder going on the wall all the time, taping everything from the minute you walked in. And we just sat and had a chat. And then I said, "Well, right, well, get on with the business, you know. What we do? What should we sing?" And I said, "Well, you've probably had 100 people in here singing Whole Lotta Rosie." And that's exactly it. Everybody's coming and they all sound like Bon Scott. They're all trying to sound like Bon, you know?
Yeah.
Said, not that there's anything wrong with that, it's just, you know, we're looking for something with a little bit different, but the same kind of range, you know. And we just sang a couple of rock songs, you know. Like Bush City Limits, we burst into that.
Oh, the Argentina Sermon,
yeah,
great.
And what a ball, you know. And I could see that there was something different happening, you know, and it was the first audition I'd ever been to, but, you know, the lads started rocking, you know, we really started to get into it.
So you had a good jam session.
What a ball. And then he said, "No, do. Whole Lotta Rosie." All right, I wasn't sure.